to explode some of the myths about Hitler snubbing American athletes that were black and Jewish. Tell us what really happened in these Olympics. And also, wasn't there a boycott movement that has since been largely forgotten?
Well, yeah, the U.S. came very, very close, Nick, to not going to the Games at all in 1936. Germany had both the Winter and the Summer Games that year, the Winter Games down in Bavaria, the Summer Games obviously up in Prussia and Berlin. And for very good reasons, the U.S., there was a strong movement in the U.S. led by an Irish Catholic, New York City Democratic legislator and judge by the name of Jeremiah T. Mahoney. He wanted to boycott the Games. He was the head of the Amateur Athletic Union. On the other side was the head of the American Olympic Committee, Avery Brundage, who was very much for the Games and a fan, quite frankly, of Nazi Germany.
And he was in charge for right up until, what, the 80s, wasn't it?
Until 1976, Montreal. He goes from being the head of the American Olympic Committee to being the head of the International Olympic Committee after World War II.
And, isn't that a little frightening?
Very frightening. Well, Avery Brundage is best remembered probably for 1972 after the massacre in Munich, saying the Games must go on. I mean, a stunning lack of sensitivity to what had happened with the massacre of the Israeli athletes. But that was his character all the way back to 1936 when he campaigned quite aggressively to put the Games in Germany. And, you know, we have to look at it from the perspective of people in 1936. Clearly, it was apparent to anybody who was trying to learn about what was going on in Germany that Hitler's regime had evil intentions, that it sought to dehumanize its Jewish citizens and subjects. In fact, they took away their citizenship. But Brundage represented the school of thought that we shouldn't mix politics with sport, kind of ignoring the fact that it was Hitler who was mixing politics with sport. And, you know, you do have to remember, though, that in 1936, not even very few German Jews would have even predicted that Hitler would attempt to annihilate European Jewry. Clearly, he had bad intentions, but how bad, no one knew. And that only somewhat kind of mitigates the decision of the United States to take part in those games, because the U.S. shouldn't have been there. The U.S. should not have in any way been legitimizing the Third Reich at that point, which is what those Olympic Games did. But of course, if
so, the reality is, even though this story that you're talking about does a lot to annihilate the theory or the ideology of Aryan supremacy, the reality is it did legitimize Hitler in a way that few other things could have.
No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Jesse Owens goes to Berlin and he refutes the theory of Aryan supremacy, and to that extent, he embarrasses Germany. But you have to remember that that was not a surprise. Jesse Owens and his teammates were the greatest athletes in the world, and the Germans knew that the black American athletes were going to go there and win. There was no way they couldn't win. Taking that into consideration, they still thought that the games would be great propaganda because it would give them an opportunity to display all of the good things that Hitler had done for a non-Jewish German society to that point. And most visitors, being rather naive and susceptible to the charms of the German propagandists, bought into that. Ultimately, I think as great as Jesse Owens' performance was there and everything that it meant, in hindsight, there's no way that the U.S. should have been at those games.